Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to another episode of Do Go On. My name is Dave Hornacki and I'm here with Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart.
And it is hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot.
So honestly, keep your clothes on, Dave, you little perv.
I was going to ask for a shirts off sesh, but okay, no worries. With the drawn.
I was going to ask for a shirts on sesh for once, Dave.
Yeah. Right.
Get your little pecs out of my face.
Put a top on. Nothing, your little perv.
Nothing little about these pecs.
Your little pecs, your little pecker.
Mate, I've been on the pec deck all day. It always makes me laugh, the idea of gym equipment being called the pec deck.
That is good fun.
I love rhyming.
And never used it at the gym. Too scared. But anyway, how are we?
Also scared. Always. Always Ooh. Terrified. Always on edge. Always alert.
Always be alert. Yeah. Always be alarmed. Like the old ads used to say.
I am. Both of those things at all times.
Yes.
My heart rate is through the roof. Doctors are concerned for me.
Right on. I was wondering who that man was.
Yeah, it's my doctor.
Doctor, please keep it down. We're doing a podcast.
He comes with me everywhere.
Dave, you're such a soy boy. Why does the doctor have to be a man? Your imagination can't even... Wait, no, now I'm being a soy boy. All right.
Hey, I was being the opposite of a soy boy. I was being a full cream milk boy.
Gross.
Dairy Dave, that's what we call him.
Yeah, Dairy Dave. And I'm Juicy Jess.
And Matt, soy boy.
Soy man to you.
Oh boy, we've derailed early. It is hot.
It is super hot. We're going to get into the episode real quick, but first of all, we've got to tell you that last week we put on sale our first ever live podcast in Adelaide on March the 10th. We are going to be at the National Wine Centre in the afternoon there. People have already started buying tickets. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The rumours were not true. Adelaide does buy tickets. We're going to have a few cheeky wines while there, the wine centre. Ooh, all right, a few cheeky wines.
A cheeky wine.
That's a yes from me.
Maybe a rosé, maybe a pinot noir, maybe a Shiraz.
A Merlot.
Oh, a Merlot.
Oh.
The voice of Alistair Trumbly-Birchall.
Beautiful.
Love it.
That's doable.
And we're also doing four shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival that start the end of that month. The European Beer Cafe on Saturday afternoons. Tickets flying out the door for that one. So thanks everyone for getting on board. There's a lot of people saying they're already coming to Melbourne, you know, for the weekend, for the week, going to see a bunch of shows, and we're on that list, so we appreciate that. Thanks. So
yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
And when we're in the UK, people would travel city to city to see. So I would hope that people are going to go to Adelaide and Melbourne and any future dates we announce.
Yeah. Or, I mean...
go to all of them or go to none of them.
That's what we always say.
Now, come to any of them that you want to. Good on you all. And I'm also doing shows, a show in particular called Bone Dry, which Dave is directing for me. He's making it better minute by minute.
Directorial debut.
Yeah, it is big.
It's and like, I am your hype man.
Yeah.
/ cinematographer.
Hypatorial debut. The show's called Bone Dry, and it is on in Perth, Adelaide. Same venue as our Adelaide venue at the Wine Centre. Also in Brisbane at the Powerhouse and Melbourne at the Chinese Museum. It's a real cultural tour.
Mm.
And you can find out more details about that on mattstewartcomedy.com/gigs. Buy tickets now for both shows.
Do it.
Pods and the stand-up. That'd be so cool.
Fantastic. Now, on to the show this week, and it is Matt's turn to report on a topic usually suggested by a listener. Jess and I don't know what he's about to report on. We've got no idea, but we're very interested here. And we always start with a question for Matt to get us onto that topic.
And the question this week is, so I put it up to a vote for the Patreons.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And the options I gave them were 4 different cryptids.
Ooh, fun.
So we've done a few cryptids in the past. We've done Bigfoot.
Mothman. Loch Ness Monster.
That's right. Is that all of them? So this might be our 4th cryptid.
Yeah.
The question is, what cryptid celebrated the 30th birthday of its most famous sighting in 2018, just last year?
Awesome. Mm. 80s sighting.
Mm. Good quick math there, Dave. Love that.
I'm trying to think, what was big in the 80s?
Okay, shoulder pads.
Shoulder pad.
Gym.
Shoulder pad gym.
Was it shoulder pad gym?
Or was it big hair Mike?
Was it perm haired Mike?
Was it George Michael?
Oh,
was it Wham Bam, Thank You Jam?
Was it acid wash denim Chris? Oh, was it the tie-dye monster? Was that 90s? Damn it.
Was it the Do They Know It's Christmas Time At All monster?
No. No, I don't. Maybe.
Are we close?
No.
Hmm.
It is the something man of somewhere something swamp. Does that help?
Swamp boy, swamp thing.
It's an animal. The something
badger.
Man of scape
alligator
or swamp. So close.
Crocodile man.
Think smaller.
Ooh, small. Sea piranha horse. Man.
It's the lizard man of scape or swamp.
I mean, we were close.
Of which swamp?
Scape or.
Lizard man.
I don't know. Maybe that's a question. Scape or swamp. It's from one of the two. No, it's Scape or Swamp, which is in South Carolina in America.
Cool.
Fantastic. I don't know many facts about the Carolinas, north or south.
No.
Did you come across any fun facts, Matt?
Yeah, there was a few fun facts around. Let me just go through my random fact generator in my head.
Okay.
All right, just picking one at random.
Jeez, you know so many.
Neighboring state, North Carolina, actually had a university there.
Neighboring to which direction?
To the north of South Carolina, I'm pretty sure. Wouldn't put it past them to bloody over to the east or
what
something.
What are they like?
But anyway, and their one of their famous alum was a man named Michael Jordan. Now, he was quite a good basketballer in his time. He's not anymore because he's dead. That's not true. That's not true. He's still alive and well. He's still doing real good. At the time of recording. Oh, my God, please. So he continued to wear his college shorts, they were blue, right through his professional career as a Chicago Bull. So he was wearing a red uniform with light blue pants underneath.
Oh, that is wild. Two pairs of shorts, you'd be hot. Hey, I'm wearing one pair of shorts right now and I'm dying.
Oh God, it is hot.
He was hot. He was hot on and off the court. The biggest thing in the 90s.
Wow.
But the biggest thing in the 80s was the lizard man of Scape or Swamp.
Now, you can understand why Dave and I didn't immediately jump to this. We weren't alive in the 80s.
No, not in 88. It's most famous sighting. You were not around.
No.
But.
We were but a twinkle in our father's eyes.
I was going to say, not the same dad. Not the same twinkle, please.
This topic was suggested by James Knight, and he wrote, come on, it's a freaking lizard man.
compelling argument.
Well sold, James.
Yeah. Thanks, James.
Now on with the report. On June the 29th, 1988, in Lee County, South Carolina, a 17-year-old named Christopher Davis was driving home from a night shift at McDonald's when one of the tires on his 1976 Toyota Celica blew.
He blew a tire.
He blew a tire.
Spooky.
Davis pulled over on Browntown Road. He's going down to, down to Browntown, approximately a mile past Scape Ore Bridge. He changed his tire over and was packing his tool back into the boot of his car.
Packing his tool back in?
Yes.
Yep, continue.
I like that he's handy enough to do it himself. I would be calling my father.
Your daddy.
The one time I blown a tire, I kept driving for about 20 minutes, not realizing it had blown, and I was on the freeway with my foot flat to the floor, wondering why the car was pulling to the left and only getting to about 60 kilometers an hour when I should be doing 100 in the freeway. And then sparks started flying up from the front of the car. And I was like, geez, what's that? Pull over.
Still
and I'm like,
driving. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess I'll check at home.
No, don't worry. I'm only 25 minutes from home. Pull over on the side of the freeway. The tire has absolutely exploded. It's steaming like it's going crazy because from the heat. I've shredded through the tire and I'm down to the rim. And for some reason, I decided to reach out and try and touch the tire, which inside a tire, I didn't know, was a lot of steel wire, which is now and it just cut my hand open.
And I'm how old were you at this point?
Oh, about 19. Just got my license. So I'm like, that's it. Get back in the car and I'm calling Dad.
So Davis pulled over and he changed his tire over, packing his tools back in his car when he saw something moving from the tree line. Then that thing that he saw came right for him.
Whoa.
This is how Davis described what happened next. I ran into the car and as I locked it, the thing grabbed the door handle. I could see him from the neck down, the three big fingers, long black nails, and green rough skin. It was strong and angry. I looked in my mirror and saw a blur of green running. I could see his toes. And then he jumped on the roof of my car. I thought I heard a grunt. And then I could see his fingers through the front windshield, where they curled around on the roof. I sped up and swerved to shake the creature off.
Wow, so it's run up, he's jumped in the car.
Yeah.
Locked the door and then it's jumped on the roof and he's sped away.
Sweat fishtailing to get it off the roof.
Thank God he changed that tire.
Yeah. Oh, man. Imagine trying to get away with a...
Imagine trying to drive with a tire that's not working. I could have no idea how that would feel. Sparks flying everywhere.
Oh, it's
so dangerous.
It's a pretty wild story, but there's no sort of room for doubt. You know, in the Mothman one, it was a lot of stuff like, oh, it looked like it was something following. That sort of. This is like, he's either, you know, he's probably... telling the truth, or he's made this up,
or he was doing some drugs.
Oh, true.
Yes, that's option three. That's just good. But I know what you're saying. It's not like, oh, kind of. So he's like, I saw it.
Yeah,
this is exactly what
I saw. Three fingered hand grip through the roof,
I saw
the windshield,
its toes.
Yeah,
that's so specific.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it's like that can't be.
I
a man
can see
in a
Matt's
suit.
Toes oh, right no. now.
Uh-uh. No, it's a myth.
No, oh, I can see Dave's toes. But no
it's
one
very hot
can
in here. We've got
toes.
Nude feet. That's like the if it was a guy in a suit, he then like pranking him. That's not possible, right? There's no human that can just rip through a car like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because at first I thought, well, this could be a prank.
Yeah,
but you're right. So when did he go through the windscreen?
Sounds like the fingers went through the front windshield and then curled up onto the roof inside the car, I think.
Right, so they've like cut through the glass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like someone in a Halloween costume is not doing that.
That's right. Despite the traumatic nature of the incident, apparently Davis didn't go straight to the cops. It wasn't until he heard that the local sheriff's office was investigating a similarly damaged car that he came forward with his story.
You'd probably be like, no one's going to believe this anyway.
Yeah.
It would be hard to speak up about it.
That's right.
Unless you're full of shit.
Then it would still be pretty hard.
Nah, it'd be piss easy.
Because you can, yeah, it's like, do you remember? Yeah, sure.
Absolutely I do.
I can make, I mean.
Hit me with a question.
Tell you anything.
Yeah.
I know his name, state of birth.
Yeah.
Et cetera. In 2013, writer Lyle Blackburn published a book called Lizard Man, The True Story of the Bishopville Monster, in which he details the story of the creature. He describes the incident that inspired Davis to come forward, saying, so this is the other car, damaged car. This is how Lyle Blackburn described it in his book. A family by the name of Way reported that their 1985 Ford LTD had been mauled during the night while they slept. The vehicle, which had been parked under an open metal carport, had suffered extensive damage to the moulding, sidewalls and hood. It would have seemed like the work of a vandal, but hair and footprints found on the car led them to believe some kind of animal might have been responsible.
Oh, vandals don't have feet or hair.
It's bit, yeah, come on.
Come on.
It's 1988. Waze, your prejudice is showing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're the only people in the world with feet.
Yeah, grow up.
Fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I mean, vandals also have pets. They're allowed to own pets.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, yeah.
Thanks to the...
I didn't vote for that one.
Yeah.
He goes on, Blackburn poses the question. They thought it was some sort of animal, but what kind of animal would sink its claws and teeth into a metal skin of a car?
What kind of rider refers to the outside of a car as skin?
This changes everything.
According to the Charleston City Paper, which I will reference a little bit, which is Charleston's one of the big cities in Carolina, this is what they said. The hair fibers were determined to have come from a red fox, and a biologist said the footprints on the car could have come from a black bear, a not uncommon sight in the nearby swamp. So, was it some sort of a bear and fox gang-related attack? That's a question I've asked. I didn't see anyone else asking that.
I thought that was the author. That was another question he was posing.
It feels like maybe it's like an unlikely animal friendship gone awry.
Yeah, I love that. Oh.
They're catching up for a bit of a date or whatever. And then, you know, either maybe together, then maybe they both get off on it, wrecking cars.
Wow.
So you're imagining like a Lady and the Tramp scenario where they got the spaghetti.
Only they've got a car. They're sucking on a car from either end. One's working on the exhaust pipe. The other on the bonnet somewhere, meeting in the middle. The fox, obviously, I don't think it could take a lot of it in, but the big bear, who knows?
This is basically case closed.
Yeah, sorted.
I might send an email.
To whom?
Probably the lizard man.
Yeah, lizardman@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or lizardman@lizardman.com.
Yeah.
So this story from Davis, along with all these, this car and a few other cars that got trashed around that time, sent the town and the surrounding area into some sort of lizard man fever. Media outlets from around the world ran with the story, making Davis some sort of an international celebrity. He further described the creature as green, wet-like, about 7 feet tall, and with 3 fingers and glowing red eyes.
Oh,
I thought he only saw 3/4 of it before.
Yeah, now he's seen the eyes.
Now he's seen the full quarter.
Yep. The
full 4/4. He's in the top quarter. Initially, I forgot about the top quarter, but now I can see it. And also, it was very wet-like, whatever that means.
Maybe it had just been from that swamp over there. The media coverage led to a bunch of attention in the local area. Businesses cashed in, obviously, selling Lizard Man T-shirts. And the local Chamber of Commerce backed all the publicity as good for the community. Beth Hirschberger from the Lee County Chamber of Commerce. The legend of Lizard Man is Lee County. We just need to embrace it. Every town should have an icon, and we just happen to be fortunate enough that ours happens to be a Lizard Man.
Some towns have Michael Jordan. We have a Lizard Man.
Allegedly.
And how many three-peats has that Lizard Man done? None so far.
This interview I really enjoyed a lot. Ours just happens to be a lizard man. He chose us as opposed to us having to go out and find an icon for Lee County. I think he likes us. Maybe he doesn't. She turned very quickly there, mid-sentence. I think he likes us. Maybe he doesn't. He doesn't like cars, obviously, but we'll take him for what he's worth. I love those interview sentences
okay?
That are jumping around.
Was she interviewing herself? Now, good question. What am I doing here? Well, let's find out.
I think that's just classic.
This is just a home video she's made.
I just blagging your way through an interview. You're like, what? I'm in the Chamber of Commerce. I am not expecting to have for a TV crew to come around and interview me about a lizard man.
But this was not in the job description.
Yeah. Lizard man's great. I reckon he loves us. Or he doesn't.
And he also might not be great. So take your pick. I haven't offended anyone.
We'll take him for what he's worth.
Do you guys have any questions about what I actually do? Or
You know, I did go to law school for 7 years.
No, more questions about Lizard Man. Okay.
Okay. What do you got? Yep. Glowing red eyes. That's what we believe.
Yep. Or not.
Yeah. Or not. Or blue. Whatever. Who cares? I'm a lawyer.
Probably has eyes.
According to the Charleston Town Paper, a Lizard Man information center was set up inside a restaurant in nearby Bishopville. There you could meet the 17-year-old Davis to ask him questions and get his autograph.
What the fuck?
Christopher Davis, the boy who
formerly worked at McDonald's. So this is a bit of a step up, some would say.
Yeah.
He's now a local celeb.
Disagree. I think having a steady income is better than being famous for 15 minutes, you know? I think he should never have said anything. He should have just worked his way up management at McDonald's.
That's right. Head down, back on the Whoppers.
Yep.
Or the grill.
The Whoppers.
Whoppers, mate. That's Hungry Jack's.
Well, Dave.
Clearly he's not a company man.
Big Macs.
Yes, back on the Big Macs.
There we go.
And the Whoppers.
Oh, my God, Dave. Honestly, I will take you out the back and shoot you.
She'll do it, Dave.
Jess is not fucking around today.
I'm melting.
What a world.
Dangerously hot.
Wow. Is that like
Let's get that on a t-shirt.
Debut album, Dangerously Hot?
I'm a little bit worried that my body is at a temperature which is not safe to be at, but please do go on.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that my body is too hot.
Shut up, Dave.
I've had that fear for many years now.
Honestly, Matt, please go on to
little pecs.
No, come on, I'm straight off the deck.
The paper goes on to say that the county started hosting a Lizard Man 5K race.
We're just hoping that he'd see it and enter. Hey, there he is.
Got to outrun the Lizard Man.
They're already chasing him.
Hey, they all get a handicap. They have to start. They get like a 1 minute head start, and then he can start running. And if he catches you, then you lose your life.
And more likely parts of your car.
He tags you, then says, which one's your car? And then you have to show him, and then he'll rip your car apart. You'll remain unscathed, but your car's fucked.
Damn it.
The paper goes on to say, so the 5K race, also at least three songs were written about the Lizard Man.
At least.
At least.
Oh, wow.
One was called Lizard Man, I Think You're My Father. The other was, Hey There Lizard Boy. Another one was called Green Day.
In honor of the Lizard Man?
Yeah.
Do we actually have any titles for what they are?
No, certainly
we just
not.
Have
just told you.
At least three. But if they were to write a fourth, Jess, of course, it would definitely be called
Swampy Man. In brackets, the Lizard.
That's nice.
Close bracket.
And some locals have called for a statue to be erected of the creature. Oh. Some have.
Some
haven't.
People want it or they don't. That's the quote from Beth.
It's a bit like when they honour an outlaw, like a Ned Kelly statue. This lizard man has clearly attacked one of your 17-year-olds and ruined two-plus cars.
One of your 17-year-old cars.
That's right. It nearly destroyed a Toyota Celica.
Beautiful car, beautiful automobile.
Wow, what an engine.
Some people have loved the idea of the Lizard Man so much that they broke the law to keep the dream alive. This is again from the CTP, which is what I've broken Charleston Town paper down to. Pretty cool. CTP.
That is cool.
Do you think that's cool?
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
Man.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell me.
So cool.
Thank you. This is from the CTP. In August 1988, Kenneth Orr, an airman stationed at Shaw Air Force Base near Bishopville, told Lee County Sheriff Liston Truesdale. This
Truesdale.
All sounds like gibberish so far.
Truesdale.
Truesdale.
You trust
good.
That guy?
Sounds true.
Sheriff Liston Truesdale. Kenneth Orman, the airman. Kenneth Orr, the airman, told Sheriff Liston Truesdale.
Hang on, was it Kenneth Orr, the airman?
Kenneth.
I'm so confused at what you're saying.
The airman, Kenneth.
Airman. Okay.
Airman.
I'm hearing Kenneth. Kenneth?
Kenneth Orr, the airman.
No, I'm hearing like Kenneth Orr, the airman. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting name.
Or the airman, sure. That's his name. So he's telling the sheriff that he'd crossed paths with the Lizard Man while driving to the base at 6 a.m.
Why was he driving if he's an airman?
This doesn't add up.
There's holes in his story already. Well, you're good.
Are you an airman or a landman?
Yeah, you sound like a landman.
Pick a side.
Pick a side.
Pick a side.
He just has
pick
to
pick a side.
He just always has to hover a couple of feet above the ground.
You're one of three. You're an airman, you're a landman, or a seaman. You're one of three.
We all start as one, mate.
Twinkle, twinkle.
He said he fired a warning shot with his revolver before shooting and wounding the creature.
Well, it doesn't sound like the much of a warning shot.
Yeah. Bang, bang!
You fire one in the air and then straight away you shoot it.
No, I fired a warning shot into its shoulder.
Yeah.
According to newspaper reports at the time, Orr drew a sketch of the creature and presented some blood and scales that were on the hood of his vehicle as evidence. But the sketch looks suspiciously like one that was being sold on T-shirts in town, and the scales appeared to have come from a fish. That's all from the
You didn't think they'd figure
CTP.
That out?
Yeah, I know, it's funny, isn't
like,
it?
I'll just get some fish scales and they won't be able to figure out what it is. And someone goes, well, that's a fish scale. And you're like, whoa.
You're good.
How did they know? Are you a fish?
Yes.
I'm a seaman.
Oh, he's quick. Yes. Orr eventually admitted to the hoax, saying, I made the report just to keep the legend of the lizard man alive. He was reportedly charged with a misdemeanor count of filing a false report. I'm not sure if anything came of that charge. I hope the whole book was thrown at him, though.
Oh, I agree.
Because don't...
I wanted to see him do time.
You will never fly again.
Because what happened to that fish?
Yeah.
What did you do to that innocent fish to get some of its scales, you sick fuck?
Well, I think he was friends with the fish, and the fish
And he just scaled it.
The fish was in cahoots.
Oh, my God. It's an inside fish.
It's an inside fish. Yeah. Do not take that fish outside. I don't like... He diluted the whole legend of the lizard man with this nonsense.
Just wanted to keep the lizard man alive.
I know. It was a noble idea.
But like,
I mean, mate, just donate to the statue fund.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Or go out and actually go find the actual lizard man.
Just talk about it. Tell the story. Tell his story.
Let him
or hers.
Live. Thank you.
Women can be lizard men.
I think he should be the vessel. Let the art wash through you. Mr. Airman Kenneth Orr. Lizard man fever didn't last too long and started fizzling out by the following year. So it really was quite short lived.
Wow.
Other reports do still happen sporadically. In 2008, CNN reported that Bob and Dixie Rawson's minivan was badly damaged, and they blamed the lizard man.
The lizard man.
Oh.
Dave, have a go.
Lizard man.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Dave.
Yeah, that's fun to say.
It is.
And I can see why Kenneth would want to keep the legend alive.
Mm.
Kenneth or Airman.
Yeah, Kenneth or Airman. I'm not sure which one yet. Maybe you'll come back later and confirm.
Talking about this report, the then Lee County Sheriff E.J. Melvin said, "You think it's a joke, but you look at the damage done to the vehicle. It's hard to say."
It's hard to say whether it's a joke.
Yeah. I would say it's a lizard man.
Sure.
That's my best guess.
I would say a bear.
All right.
A lizard bear.
That's... wilder.
To like, be honest, that's more terrifying than a lizard man.
Yeah, it's a bear, but with scales. Apart from that, it's a bear.
Right.
Oh. I think it's just a bear with psoriasis.
Okay.
And alopecia. So it doesn't have fur.
Where does the fox hair come from then?
I tried to wear the fox's a wig.
Yeah, he bought a fox wig.
Come on, Matt.
Sorry. I'm slipping in this heat. Slipping off my chair. Whoop. In 2015, a photo was taken, and it was featured in media reports across the globe. Was this the best evidence?
Since the fish scales.
Yeah.
Which weren't evidence of the fish lizard man. They were evidence of a fish.
Yeah. Is there a fish man?
Ah!
There's definitely a fish in there.
If I wanted to cover up a fish man, I would report sightings of a lizard man, then use the fish man scales as evidence of a lizard man.
Get people off the scent?
Yeah.
Of fish? God, can
smells
I get that
a bit
out of
fishy,
you?
I tell you that much.
Mm.
Whatever's going on.
Nobody's ever said smells a bit lizardy, have they?
So this photo was taken in 2015. This is part of the report from the UK's Daily Mail, a very good source for investigative journalists like myself.
Yes.
Sarah Berra says she was at church with a friend when she stepped outside and caught a glimpse of the fabled creature running along the tree line. The woman grabbed her cell phone and snapped a picture of the apparition. The resulting image depicts a comically muscular, upright humanoid with three clawed toes on each foot and clawed fingers. The monster has red eyes, a long kangaroo-like tail, and a snub-nosed face. And this is what
Sarah... You can see the three fingers in it?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what Sarah Berra, fun name. This is what she wrote in an email to ABC News 4. At the time, My hand to God, I am not making this up. So excited.
What, she wrote that?
Yeah.
I love her.
Okay, now I'm going to show you two the photo.
So excited.
Oh, so it's obviously pretty good quality then.
Yeah, it's 2015, baby.
And you can see the three things as you were saying.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm surprised. It's always from such a distance.
Yeah.
We might share it on somewhere so people can say, oh, you can Google it. Anyway, the Sarah Beryl is a band photo. Here you go.
It looks like something from the Power Rangers.
She genuinely...
Managed to scroll down to reveal that the next line in his report is, it looks like a Power Rangers baddie to me.
That's 100% just someone in a costume.
That is 100% a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
That's a costume. It's so clearly not a real Sarah.
That is 100% about to get kicked in the face by Billy the Blue Ranger.
Sarah.
Sarah, you are not.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Hand to God.
Hand to God.
So excited.
I saw someone in a costume.
Look,
I'm not shitting you.
I'm not doubting her. I think that she thinks she did see that. But I think that
I agree that she saw that, yes.
But I don't think she's in on it. I think that's just someone in a costume and she's just gone, oh, my God, that is real.
Because if she was in on it, you wouldn't have taken that clear of a photo
and
of
it's
it.
Also,
you would have made it further away, bit blurrier.
It's walking like that photo of Leonardo DiCaprio. Remember when he's like walking all happy? You know that one?
And it's also walking and flexing its muscles at the same time.
It's a big unit. Huge.
And at some point... She would have shown her friends that photo first, be like, look at the photo I got. I'm going to send it to the news. And none of her stupid fucking friends said, Sarah, that's someone in a costume. They were all like, oh, my God, babe. Are you? No, seriously.
Oh, my God, babe.
Seriously, if you're lying, you have to tell me. Hand to God. Oh, my God.
Babe, you have to send that to the Daily Mail. They will print this.
But also, I mean, the town, a lot of the people in the town love it, right? They love... They love Lizard Man fever. A lot of them are making money out of T-shirts.
And also, pardon me.
Well, maybe not a lot of them are making money out of T-shirts. Someone probably is.
Being skeptical. If you were in on it, you would make a better costume.
You'd make a better costume and you'd take a worse photo.
Right?
From further away, less clear.
Bit of grain.
Clear enough, though, that it's not just like a bit of tree.
Yeah. Well, there were other ones though, that around that time.
She also got another one of it wearing board shorts and it's holding a pina colada in a banana lounge. And she got another one of it blowing out birthday candles.
And what's the deal with...
Come on, Sarah!
So she's...
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Looked at a church. Is there anyone else that's seen it that can corroborate that they at least saw it?
Well, she was there with a friend, apparently. So I think there was, but
this
the friend
person
isn't
doesn't
mentioned.
Have friends. Clearly, otherwise, like Jess said, they would have given her the advice to. That is not good.
Or her friends are as dumb as her, mm-hmm. which probably makes sense because dummies attract dummies. Right. Am I right, fellow dummies?
Yes, you are right, dummy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You think I'm an idiot. That's a reflection on you.
But this picture was shown around the world again. Obviously, a lot of that was in, you know, the jokey segments on news and stuff, but it was.
That would be something you would do at work, Dave.
Yeah, this feels like a Friday funny if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, that's right. The king of whim, Zeke.
King of whim, Z.
And I'm trying to get my title at work and it's just not coming up.
This is what I was going for with Leonardo DiCaprio. That's how it's walking. We'll post that photo.
Can you remember to do a side-by-side post yes. for those two?
That's very Screenshot funny. It to remind yourself.
So anyway, this every time there's one sighting, there's a clump of them, right? And that's because the lizard man's in town. So
well, that makes sense.
That does make sense. It's not just one person seeing it and going and getting some attention. Other people going, I want in on this.
I want attention.
But also, I think there's that, and also people going, oh, it's back. So I'm keeping my eyes out more. So I'm seeing that thing in the distance. Because there was a video with a sort of a shadow in amongst the trees, which got a bit of attention as well, which to me is better because it's like, that could be anything,
yeah, but
including
this
a lizard man. This couldn't be anything. This could only be a lizard man and hard and fast proof. So I you guys are making fun of it, but I think Sarah Berra should also have a statue in the town. Right next to the lizard man statue.
And in her statue, she got a cell phone out.
Yeah.
There's a speech bubble that says, so excited.
Hand to God.
Is that a phrase, hand to God?
Yeah, David Letterman used to say it a lot. Hand to God. Hand to God. That might not be true. Many, many more. My favorite saying of his is, I don't even have a dog in this fight.
So, I like that.
It's like, what? I mean.
Why are you at a dog fight?
Many more reports started coming out again. That same week that Sarah Berra's photo came out, a man named Jim Wilson said he saw a tall figure with a long, scaly tail. He spoke to Fox News in Carolina saying, it was almost like an alligator with a short nose and long legs. My friend told me it's probably a pet monitor lizard, but my girlfriend thinks it's Lizard Man.
Okay, who are you gonna listen to, your friend or your girlfriend? Yeah. Are you a whipped bitch? You're going to listen to whatever your girlfriend says?
Hey, mate, well...
Don't dog the boys.
And was it upright? Was it upright?
Yeah, monitor lizard walking on its legs.
It said long
just
legs.
Just going for a fucking stroll. This all makes sense.
Don't worry. It was wearing a jacket and a hat.
Yeah, it was nothing That's weird. It classic, had a nappy on.
Classic monitor lizard.
But also, I love how he's the only one who saw it. And then two people have strong opinions on what it was.
Yeah.
I think it's a monitor lizard. No, that's the lizard man.
It's clearly the lizard man.
I reckon it's a lizard man again.
I reckon.
Probably trying to look like a monitor lizard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you didn't think of that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, prepare to get fucked in the head.
Oh.
By a lizard. Oh. Man, because he's coming for you.
No.
Sorry.
Don't.
I can't.
Don't.
Be on watch. If you go around the swamp. Just
where's our nearest
your wits
swamp?
About you and your whims about you.
Where's our nearest swamp?
Do we do swamps? We probably just call them something else. Are swamps and creeks the same thing?
Yeah, we do have swampland here.
We do have swampland here.
What?
Do we have lizard mans here?
Well, they go hand in hand.
Oh my God. True.
In Bishopville, the South Carolina Cotton Museum maintains a lizard man exhibit. The CTP, my cool name for the paper, contacted...
I mean, it's hardly a shortening if you have to keep explaining what you're saying.
You say it every time. We get it.
Anyway, the CTP...
What's that? What's CTP?
Is that some sort of government organisation or...?
Is that a computer? That's like CPU.
It's the Charleston Town paper.
Oh, why don't you just say that then?
That's my cool name for it.
Ah.
I call it the Charlie.
I call it the town paper.
Going to go with Charlie. The Charlie contacted the museum's then director Jason Cox at the time of the 2015 sightings, and they quoted him as saying, there's always interest anytime they show anything about the lizard man. People call, people want the t-shirts and all of that. So we're happy to supply your fantasy.
Oh, burn.
And then, so the CTP, the Charlie, they questioned him on that. They said, what fantasy? What do you mean fantasy? And he said, well, you have to come here and find out for yourself.
Oh, he's a businessman.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Come here and find out. Pay the $16 admission fee.
No refunds.
Oh, he is good.
He said, what you have to understand is, even back to the dinosaur age, there was a lizard-looking creature that stood on its hind legs like the lizard man is described. The Native Americans...
Is that called a Tyrannosaurus Rex or...?
No, I'm going to talk about this... It's dinosaur shortly, but it's not the Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's a newer discovered dinosaur. The Native Americans talked about men with tails that came to live with them. So the stories have been going on for centuries. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? He said.
He is a great marketer.
Yeah. He's saying, I've watched videos of him. I like him so much. I want to go meet him. If we get anywhere near this area, we got to go.
No, I'm not going near a swamp.
Or a lizard.
Yeah, nah. You can.
Yeah, no.
I'll stay in the
I'll do a little detail.
Motel Holiday Inn.
I don't think that's what. I think that's three different things.
What do you mean? Okay, well, the three of us can stay at different accommodations. Shotgun hotel. Sucked in, dickheads.
Shotgun Holiday Inn.
Shotgun motel.
Yeah.
Love it. Love anywhere with a bed.
Yeah, nah, I want room service and a robe.
Like a walk-in robe? Or like a dressing gown?
Both.
Okay.
And a tub.
So I watched this video where Cox was interviewed for this sort of quirky news story by WIS TV, and in it he mentions that the legend actually predates 1988, and that it's likely that Christopher Davis grew up hearing about it, that some sort of lizard man type creature was in the area, saying something like, "So in the middle of the night, something comes at you in the dark. What are you going to think? Ah, lizard man." So he's sort of saying that he's grown up with the story, so maybe that's why Christopher Davis sort of filled in a lot of blanks. Maybe, I guess he's saying as a bear, and he's changed the bear in his mind from, you know, a big black furry bear to a scaly green, wet-like lizard man with glowing red eyes. He's done a fair bit of work, to be honest, yeah. Davis, there. Cox also talked about the fossils, the dinosaurs he was talking about before, that were recently discovered of a crocodilian ancestor dubbed the Carolina Butcher, which is a great name, which fits a similar description to the lizard man. The Smithsonian website describes it as a bizarre 9-foot reptilian killer beast that stalked through the tropical mud on two hind legs, and its powerful jaws could crunch through small mammals and armored reptiles alike.
Whoa.
What?
But this is a fossilized.
So this is millions of years ago.
Yeah.
Cox also spruiked in this video. He also spruiked some of the museum's lizard man merchandise, including T-shirts and butter beans, saying, "Keep in mind, the lizard man loves butter beans."
What evidence is that based on? He likes eating cars, if anything else.
Oh, man, I replayed this part of the video so much last night. I just played it over and over again. Keep in mind, the lizard man loves butter beans.
So what? So if you're buying them, is he going to be attracted to you? I don't want that. You keep your butter beans.
Well, how are you giving them to him?
Well, keep in mind, the lizard man loves butter beans. There's something about that... You guys aren't enjoying it like I did last night. No, I was crying.
I can only imagine.
Well, keep in mind, the lizard man loves butter beans. I'm getting a T-shirt made of that. So that pretty much brings me to the end of the report. But before I do, it wouldn't be a cryptid report without some details of the town's cash-in annual festival.
Yes.
Bigfoot has multiple. The Mothman has one too. And since 2018, only last year, the lizard man is now in on the action as well.
So just... That happened to celebrate the 30th anniversary?
Yes. On the official website, which is maybe the poxiest website I've ever seen, it's got a sort of like a profile picture, which is like a cartoon of a dinosaur. And it says, the second annual Lizard Man Festival. I want to go to this so much, but I don't think we're going to be there.
When is it?
It's in April. April 26th to 28th at the Button King Museum and surrounding area, April 26th to 28th. And it lists its three main attractions. These are the three in order. WCW legend and actor Papa Stro Maestro. Does that mean anything to you? Or is it a wrestler?
Papa Stro Maestro.
Then they have cosplayers with a picture of Aquaman and a cosplay competition with a picture of Catwoman. I don't understand.
Very relevant.
But I think there are, like, there's also, you know, that author I was talking about before, Go, and there's talks and stuff about mysteries and unexplained things, but the website does not talk about that at all.
Brilliant.
Does it even mention the lizard man?
No, not really. It just is, I think it's lizardmanfestival.com.
That's great.
Yeah, lizardmanfestival.com if you want to check it out. If you're anywhere near it, you got to go.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
Can I see the website? We will be linking to this. Wow.
That's sort of as described. That's it.
It's almost like they've gone back in time and made it in 1998.
Yeah, but it's only started last year, so this has to be... I don't mean to be mean. It's sort of great in its simplicity.
It's also a little bit confusing.
And it's really easy to make a website now, so that's bad.
Yeah. We could get a vendor or an artist table, a Lizard Man artist table, if we want to have a stall there, $50 for vendor table. We could go there and sell butter beans or something.
Oh, keep in mind, the Lizard Man loves butter beans. Well, the fuck is a butter bean?
I'm not sure.
Dave, what's a butter bean?
Like a little, it's like a white bean.
Why do you know everything, Dave?
It's a large, I like butter beans. Are you really Google? Young.
Where do you see butter beans in Australia? I'm a kidney bean fan. Number one bean. I make no apologies. I won't.
Never.
Beautiful texture.
Trying to Google it, but that wrestler nicknamed Butterbean keeps coming up.
Oh, yeah, the boxer?
Boxer, yeah.
Is that what he meant?
In Australia, this is what they come in.
They were selling little figurines of Butterbean.
They come in little cans like that in Australia.
Oh, so we call them canna. What do we call those?
Yeah. They can also be called lima beans.
Oh, lima beans I'm more familiar with.
Yeah. But I know those beans.
I think there's an Italian name for them too. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, Labine.
That is good. That is good stuff.
And finally, one last fun fact to finish off. I haven't done a fun fact in a while, but you inspired me last week, Bob, with your Elton John fun fact.
Gotta bring them back. They're fun. Facts.
I don't know if this is, but I think it's a bit of fun. Lizard Man has his own Twitter.
Now that is fun.
Oh, my God. Has he got the blue tick?
His handle is LizardmanSC, South Carolina, at LizardmanSC. And his bio is born in swamp, relocated to Bishopville, South Carolina. Shy and misunderstood, love wrestling, NASCAR, and flies. Currently single, but looking. # Lizardman. I like a guy who hashtags himself.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, shows confidence.
What kind of things is he tweeting?
It's sexy.
Isn't that funny? I did not even go to look at what he was tweeting.
What's he putting out? Like, looking for a car to fuck up.
Like, honestly, if you're looking for Lizard Man, he's fucking tweeting.
I know. Honestly, just track down that IP.
Oh,
easy.
He's using Sarah Bearer's photo as his profile picture.
Oh.
He hasn't tweeted for a couple of months. Last thing he tweeted was, "Happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for a swamp to call my home, the chatter of squirrels, birds in the blue skies, and the beautiful fall leaves that create noise to warn me."
Yada, yada.
How many followers has he got?
Fuck me. Yeah, if he's got more followers than me, I'm going to be mad.
How many followers has he got?
He has 568 followers.
No, honestly, if you've got Twitter out there, you do go on, listener. If this week we could all tweet him, we should send him goodwill.
Yeah.
What should we get people to write to him? Because it'd be funny for him to suddenly get, you know, a couple of dozen tweets from all around the world.
A couple of dozen. Let's get a couple of million. Swamp him with tweets.
And love.
And love. Thank you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love swamp. Baby about, love.
Yeah.
Swamp.
Maybe some sort of love related
tweet.
A
love tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he can find love.
Okay, that'd be good.
Single but currently looking.
And we should use the # love swamp.
And then #lizardman.
#loveswamp, #lizardman. And his handle one more time just to get out of there.
At LizardmanSC.
And we will be tweeting him.
Yeah.
That's great.
A beautiful man.
That's a good fun fact.
It'd be great if we could get his followers up a bit too. We could all follow the Lizard Man.
Yeah, let's follow the Lizard Man. Let's get him up over 1,000.
Come on, people.
Come on.
Pitch in. He's a Lizard Man. He deserves 1,000 followers. Give him a bit of respect.
He's a fucking lizard tweeting. That's amazing.
And if you could offer him any like butter beans you want to offer him?
Yeah, send him butter beans or love or both.
Because.
Keep in mind.
I don't know why I love that so much.
It looks
keep in mind.
Were you thinking cannellini beans, Matt?
Cannellini.
They go under that name as well.
A bean.
Molto bene.
Va bene.
Molto bene.
Oh.
That means many beans.
Very bean.
Very bean. Could he be any more bean? Yes.
Matt, that is an interesting and wonderful report. That was fun.
Look, it was from my heart to yours, and I just thought it was about time someone said it. It was an important report to get out there.
Yeah. People needed to know.
And
that probably was a lot of fun to research too.
It was.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, especially after my last report being about Waco. It was nice to have a bit of a...
Yeah, something light.
It's a bit silly.
Silly one.
Nobody's dead in this one, you know? Yes. He hasn't killed anybody, so that's nice.
Yes, as far as I know, he hasn't killed anyone. Very good.
So he does have a big set against Toyota Celicas.
Yeah. But he's looking for love. We all have things we hate.
Yeah.
But we all love love.
Maybe that's what he's... Maybe he was like there scratching at the door going, love me. I just want a friend.
And the guy's driving around trying to throw him off the roof. Get away, you crazy bastard. Let me in. I just want to love something.
Let me into your car and your heart.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. The lizard's Dave Callan.
Yeah. Hello there. Hello. Hello there. I'm the lizard man. That brings us to the end of the report, but not the end of the show, Dave. What happens now?
No, this is part of the show where we like to pause and give thanks to the people that support us at Patreon. Patreon.com/dogonpod is where you can do that. And in exchange, every single month, you get bonus stuff like 2 bonus episodes, shout out. We let you know about stuff in advance, including when tickets are on sale. Hopefully some more Aussie shows and tour will be announced soon. So Patreon will be the first people to hear about that. And also... a segment that you like to call Fact, Quote, or Question.
And that is time now for Fact, Quote, or Question. And this week's Fact, Quote, or Question comes from fantastic listener and supporter, Sarah Groom. This is her first time in the Fact, Quote, or Question.
Ah, welcome, fold. Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. It's like you've been here all along. You fit in so well.
And you get to give yourself a title when you're giving a fact, quote, or question. And Sarah's chosen the title of Professional Earthworm Trainer.
Oh, I see.
I think that's one of your nicknames, isn't it, Dave?
No,
the Earthworm?
Cobra.
Earthworm.
The Earthworm.
That's one of my best calls.
Yeah.
I wear that proudly.
Earthworm Dave.
Despite hurting my friend. Worth it!
And Sarah, I might need some help from you guys. It's sort of directed at me, but I might use your help if that's okay.
All right.
Sarah's question.
Not.
Yeah. Sarah's question is, Matt, the man of 1,000 voices, what is your most controversial noise? And alternatively, what is noise number 873?
Well, you can answer that part yourself.
Well, no, I think Dave's got the list of you.
Hold on.
Dave catalogues my noises.
This the list. 873. Hang on. That is the sound of a chicken stepping on a rake.
Okay. Yeah. That is a good one.
Frequently requested.
It is frequently. I haven't done it on pod before.
Not on pod. So people often come up to you in the street.
In the street. I often do it at the supermarket and chicken farms. a lot of chickens want to hear that noise. They love it because it's relatable. But okay, here it is. I'm sorry.
Right there.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I don't know what happened then.
Are you just clearing your throat, ready for the noise?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 873. Whoa.
Yeah.
I closed my eyes and for a moment I forgot you were making the noise and I thought, how the fuck, A, did a rake get in here?
Yeah.
And
is that Dave's girlfriend or?
Secondly, this chicken. Dave's girlfriend is a mop. We've been over this.
Have we talked about this on the show before?
I think so.
Okay. That's why I looked at you like, what are we talking about?
We're pretty confident your girlfriend isn't real. We think it's a mop.
Some sort of, something, a stick with a mop. A mop probably makes sense because I've seen her from behind and she does have hair. Yeah.
She's seen her through a window. That's the only way you'll never spoken to her. She's not real.
Dave's on me at the window. Like, I'll come around and pick him up. And I'm like, I'll come in. You're like, no, I've just got to say goodbye to my girlfriend. And then you're in the window.
Yeah, it turns around.
Silhouetted.
Yeah, I'm doing that thing, arms around myself. Yeah. Arms around my back.
And I'm like, why has he got that mop on his
back? We've started doing that again in my house, just turning around like, ooh. It's very funny every time.
In self-love.
We in our house, you mean, because you live alone. You're just doing that when you're four.
Me by myself.
We've started doing that again. Also started...
me and my limbs.
Also started going to the bathroom with the door open. Who cares?
Yeah, no, Of course I do. And I've got two doors in my bathroom, both wide open.
Two doors?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot that you were staying at the Ritz.
Bloody hell.
The other part of that question was what's the most controversial? Same noise.
Yeah, is it? Yeah,
I
right.
I would absolutely. Yeah, I would agree.
Well, honestly, because Peter get annoyed because they think you're actually hurting a chicken because it's so accurate. Yeah, they think you're torturing
a chicken.
We've
had so many complaint tweets from them. We have to keep saying, I'm so sorry, but he is a master impressionist.
It's just a sound effect. We have no chickens from harm to the making of that noise.
Yeah.
It is strange as well because they're assuming that, like, the chicken is being made to step on the rake.
It likes it.
That, I mean, if you listen close to the sound, that chicken's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. It's getting off on it.
Yeah. It's getting off on that
rake.
It's
a horny little chicken.
He's a horny chicken. Yeah, he's very
chickens
clucky.
Chickens get horny.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
Wow.
They roost and they root.
Good for them.
They love it.
All right.
They love it.
Oh, boy.
Thanks so much for that question, Sarah.
Thanks,
Groom.
Sarah.
It was a great opportunity to put that on record. Did you want it one more time?
No.
Okay, great. I mean, it's on record. Just going to put it
I'll
on
just
repeat.
I'll just rewind it.
If you want it as a phone ring. Or
just
whatever.
Loop it.
Loop it. Save your Rudd style. See loopy guy?
Sure. It's hot. Now it's time for the other part of the end of the show where we thank you, our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can go to dogoonpod.com. You can go to patreon.com/dogoonpod.
I just want to say, when Jess said we want to thank you, if you're not a Patreon supporter, she was not talking to you, okay?
Just yeah. Thank you for clarifying that.
Just
yeah.
to make sure.
I would like to say thank you to all our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in a separate section.
That's
of the show,
where Matt
obviously.
And I differ.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can support the show. And one of the, you get lots of different benefits. We do bonus episodes. You can vote on topics. But one of the things that we like to do at the end of every episode is thank some of our Patreon supporters. And we're going to do that now.
Oh, what a fantastic opportunity.
Now, what can we give to them this week?
More than gratitude.
Last week we named their album cover, their albums.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was Elton John.
So I guess maybe we just give it based on their town, their place of residence.
Yep.
That's the that swamp and
yep.
it's the whatever of that place swamp.
Yep, agreed.
Okay.
Yep.
So first up, I'd love to thank from Monroe in New York, Gino Fratto.
Ah, oh, fantastic
Gino
name.
Gino Fratto.
I like that a lot.
Gino Fratto.
From Monroe.
The swan.
Can I just jump in here?
Please.
Can I just say, Gino Fratto, the flamingo of Monroe Swamp.
The flamingo. So it's just a bird. Gino's a bird.
Flamingo man.
Okay, flamingo man.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, I wanted to keep the.
It's tall and pink.
Flamingo.
So it's a man.
Flamingo man.
Leaving and he leaves fish scales everywhere he goes. It's very strange.
It's weird.
Gino, you are a character. And you know what? Monroe is lucky to have you.
Yep.
Gino Fratto.
I'd also love to thank from South Shields, Tyne and Wear in Great Britain. No doubt I've said that wrong because it's in Great Britain and they pronounce stuff funny there. It's Jamie Collins.
Jamie Collins.
Hi, Jamie.
South Shield Swamp.
Thanks, Jamie.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. South Shield Swamp.
Doesn't
There's
have
something...
to be a swamp, I guess.
No, it does.
Okay.
Small swamps are where these things congregate.
Okay, right. Well, I'm thinking the Bucket Hat Man.
Of South Shield Swamp.
I love it.
That is honestly terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's under there? Yeah. Yo.
Oh, no, it's bald. Put it back on.
Are you scared of bald people?
Yeah.
Why?
I had a weird experience once.
Okay. Let's not
with
go
Billy Corgan.
That.
That's
strange. Thank you. Thanks very much to Jamie.
That's the third time I've touched Dave's toes with my toes.
Yuck.
I did not even notice the first two, which is very disturbing.
Dave, would you like to thank some people to take your mind off
I'd it? Love to take my mind off it by thanking all the way from Kearney in Nebraska, Jordan Reese.
Ah, Reese.
The Reese's Pieces.
Of.
Monster.
Of Kearney Swamp.
Yeah, it's Reese's Pieces.
The Reese's Pieces Monster from Kearney Swamp. Jordan Reese, that sounds delicious. yet terrifying.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to sound all cute because people are like, oh, it just eats little chocolate treats. But what it actually means is it eats pieces of people named Reese.
Oh, dear. Jordan, yeah. Reese is on the list.
Yep. Sorry, so, Jordan. You'd probably want to move.
Reese's Pieces is a chocolate.
Yeah.
Sounds terrifying.
Little chocolate peanut buttery treat.
Oh. Delicious.
They are really, really nice.
Yep.
I would like to thank also from the United States of America, from Chicago, Illinois, Ryan Kasani, or Ryan Kachani. Not sure about this, Ryan, but Ryan Kasani, I think I'm going to go with, from Chicago, Illinois. And Ryan is, of course, the Dormouse of Chicago Swamp.
Oh, the Dormouse. They even have doors in swamps.
Yeah.
What is a Dormouse?
Just a little mouse.
Oh, like a doorman at a hotel.
Yep. I reckon they would call it the Dormouse because this thing appears inside places and you think, how do they get in? They must have got through a small crack like a dormouse. Oh. But then they're 7 foot tall. How do they get in? So
magic.
Very easy to get in and out of places. The Dormouse of Chicago Swamp.
Wow.
Is a dormouse a real thing?
That's become terrifying now. Yeah, dormouse is a thing.
Yeah, people just refer to a mouse as a dormouse.
Holy moly.
Mm. And sorry to put everyone into nightmare mode.
Thank you, though, Ryan. And I would like to thank from Ford in this great country's capital territory, Canberra.
Oh, this country's.
This country's. I would like to thank Edward Bassanelli.
Oh, fantastic name.
Longtime supporter.
Hello, Edward.
Hi, Edward. And Edward would be...
the purple wiggle of Ford Swamp.
Oh, he's always falling asleep.
And wiggling.
I love it. Where did you get that from?
I don't know. Okay. I just went deep into my psyche.
Did you black out for a sec?
I blacked out for quite a few seconds.
Do you reckon he forces people to sleep?
Matt said sex.
Yes.
Thank you, Edward.
Thank you, Edward.
The purple wiggle.
Also like to thank, also from the ACT.
Oh, coincidence.
Mm.
Yes.
Isabel Klein.
Isabel.
Isabel.
Who is, of course...
The
Wretched Stilt Walker.
Whoa!
Whoa! Where did that come from?
Of Ainslie Swamp.
God, Dave, you are really digging deep in these. I love it. I tried for one and you cut me off and said, nope.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
You look like you needed my help.
Well.
And I came through with the Wretched Stilt Walker.
I think we should come up with one last one, and that is the Wretched Cutting Off Monster. From that spot over there, Swamp. Yes.
Ben.
He was inside me all along.
Ew.
Oh, not like that.
Well, I mean, that's how he sounded, mate. Yeah. It sound a bit no like judgment, that. But gross. So thank you to Isabel Klein and
no
everyone.
No judgment, but gross.
Thank you so much for everyone who has supported us on the Patreon. If you want to check us out online, you can follow us on the social medias at Do Go On Pod, and that is across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also, Do Go On Pod at Gmail if you want to email. And we've got a YouTube channel with videos, some of them with moving pictures.
Ooh,
the pictures come to life.
Yeah, youtube.com/Do Go On Pod. And also, our website where you sort of got links to most of those things is dogoonpod.com. Anything else there, Davey boy?
Oh, you can check out our other podcasts, Primates with Matt and Booksheet with me. We both get a bunch of guests from in and around Planet Broadcasting, including each other, so that's a lot of fun.
It's a bit cute.
Yeah. It's real good fun. They're good fun shows.
A bit cute.
And there's Patreon rewards to go with those as well, because we're all part of the one little podcast network within a podcast network.
Yeah, it's very meta.
Mm, is it? Mm, babushka meta.
Ooh.
But that does bring us to the end of a very hot and sweaty report. I'll be back next week with a report that I hope that we will record under much cooler conditions.
Yes.
But until then, we'll say thanks for listening and goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.